two men, one marketplace, and a challenge. Join the Meeting Tree as they compete to turn $200 into as much money as possible using only Facebook Marketplace, their guile, cunning, and wit. Who will have the most cash come 11:59 p.m. December 27? Find out on the Marketplace.
Wow.
Before we do anything, I want to play you some audio from a YouTube clip.
Okay.
Okay, so here we are in my music room, where I store all of my instruments and practice as well, although it's not the most soundproof of rooms, so I have to be aware of the neighbours. So I have my beautiful vibraphone, some timpani.
That's all we need. That is Percussion at Home, Musicians of the Sydney Symphony Orchestra, Episode 4. Mark Robinson, percussionist for the Sydney Symphony Orchestra, showing us around his home in Seaforth. I concede.
Woo! I knew it. There was a pylon when I suggested this. There was a pylon. He's got timpanis.
He makes them himself as well. He's deep.
I knew it.
Yeah.
If you are the timpanis guy in Australia, you're going to have a timpanis at home.
Yeah. Although, you know, the room isn't that soundproof, you know, and the neighbors. Boom, boom, boom. What the fuck is going on?
How did you get that?
I was just Googling him. I was trying to find out. I was thinking like, all right, he teaches at the con. I could hit up my mate who teaches at the con as well. And I could like call the guy and be like, do you have timpani in your home? And then eventually I found this video of him showing, I guess, like what channel is it on? Bloody Sydney Symphony Orchestra, showing people around his home.
What kind of house does it look like?
Oh, it's like a nice, quaint place.
And so, but what's the room with the timpanis look like?
Oh, like a bedroom.
Yeah, right.
3.4K views, of which I am one,
mm-hmm.
8 years ago. So things might have changed.
By the time you're listening to this podcast. If you're listening to this podcast in 2030.
Well, 8 years ago he had timpani in his home.
Yeah, but come on, that's a fairly good data point.
Yeah. He's one that would have timpani in his home.
Yeah, he's proven it.
Yeah, yeah. I was saying he wouldn't, hypothetically, yeah. You know, but he would and probably still does. I'm not trying to leave some door open for myself. Okay. Like he doesn't now. He might not now, but based on this from 8 years ago, I was
directionally right.
Yeah.
At the very least, if not specifically
right. Still correct. Okay. Yes. Well done.
Seb, if you're listening, see, I was right and you were wrong too. You were part of the pylon. Yeah. Timpani's in the home.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing. It's a fucking crazy thing to have in your house. It would.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for starting with that. I'm glad you interrupted me because I was just going to go straight into Marketplace.
How's it been going?
Well, I was dying to tell you this on Friday.
Yeah.
But couldn't. Because remember last episode I was like, I bought these V drums that were all dismantled on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I've paid for them, but I haven't grab them yet.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to just, I was like, yeah, I'll just pay you now. And like, because I wasn't sure if he's going to be home or not, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
I went to pick them up. This fucking normal late 40s guy.
Yeah.
But tinge of Gen X, but like just normal.
Suburb?
It was just in Summer Hill.
Right. So, indicative of a Summer Hill late 40s guy?
Not really, actually. Not really.
Mm.
Anyway, so he's like, but the kind of guy that we'd be randomly paired with to play golf at Marrickville.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Who isn't that good.
Yeah.
You know?
I've got him.
Yeah, like that. Maybe works in IT, but maybe not. He literally could do anything.
Yeah.
But like dresses like he works in IT.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And hard to put him, like music taste, I would guess like skirts around the edges of metal, but not like he's not hardcore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like maybe like, what's that band that people love that has, like it's got really complex drums and really like complex kind of guitars?
Not a Perfect Circle, Tool.
That area.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably
yeah.
A Tool fan, I'd say, but not enough to be, like maybe he's got one Tool t-shirt. He's not wearing the Tool t-shirt.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't even say that.
Hello?
Subscribe now at patreon.com/TheMeetingTree or click the locked play button on the Meeting Tree Podcast Spotify to follow the journey.